Rockwool has become a household name in the Eastern Panhandle, and it sparks a flurry of discussion and debate. This European-based stone wool manufacturing plant is currently under construction in Ranson, Jefferson County. That, despite pushback from residents on the grounds of environmental concerns and the plant's proximity to an elementary school. Jefferson County delegates John Doyle and Sammy Brown, both Democrats, beat the Republican incumbents during the 2018 election, right in the middle of rising contentions around the plant. As we approach 1 year since public outcry began, Liz McCormick sat down with Delegate Brown, whose district includes those directly impacted by Rockwool. In this excerpt from the interview, they discuss the magnitude the plant played in last year's election and explore what the fight for those opposed looks like going forward.
Can you talk with me a little bit more about what it was about your stance that got people on board? And did you get people who were on both sides of the aisle who voted for you?
I had so many one-on-one conversations at doorsteps, kitchen tables, in the grocery store, and it was so much about genuine connectivity that while I know that Rockwool was a huge concern for my community, there were so many other things that I got from those conversations, a lot of concerns, a lot of opportunities, a lot of fears. So when I was having these conversations with folks, this was no longer an issue that was left or right. This was more about a value set. We do have this issue, but for longevity, for sustainability, what are the values that we're after here? And every time, without fail, it was about transparency in government and being able to have faith in your leadership again. It was about being able to uplift your family values. And then last but certainly not least, how in the state of West Virginia am I supposed to have quality of life, Sammy? I heard that over and over again. So now we're having a deep-seated conversation that may have started with one issue. And I know that issue opened a lot of eyes. It changed the movement space in Jefferson County. It also changed the dynamic of conversations that maybe we were at a stalemate before, but now we've got common ground because your value set is now in jeopardy because of this one corporation.
If Rockwool hadn't been part of the conversation, do you think you and Delegate John Doyle would have still secured those seats?
I think it would have been a different type of fight. And I have no doubt that John would have done just fine. He's a staple in that community. My fight would have been a different one, but it would have come with the same work ethic. My work ethic would not have changed because I had to go earn those votes. So the issue and the conversation may have pivoted a little bit, and we may have had a little bit of a different barrier as far as bipartisanship. But I'm committed to finding that common ground. I think the conversation changes, not necessarily the plan.
And speaking of common ground, what do you do as a lawmaker and, you know, to reach your constituents who are pro-Rockwool? What does that look like? How do you meet them as well and continue to be their legislator when they are pro-Rockwool?
Even when we don't agree, I will always meet with you and I will speak with you. And again, I'm steadfast in my values. I will not turn you away. I refuse to do that. I refuse to turn my back on folks because I am a representative, and that representative takes on the whole, whether you agree with me or whether you don't. The idea is public service and that I still serve you. I grew up here. These are people that I know and know well. You aren't just my constituents. You were a huge part of my upbringing. I have a deep belief, faith, and loyalty to you as a result, and I will be there no matter your side.
In some ways, would you say that Rockwool coming here was almost good in terms of bringing people together?
Did Rockwool galvanize the community? Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Absolutely. In a way that I have not seen in any other issue short of the labor movement and public employees. But this, in so many ways, brought to light processes in government, legislative process, individuals that I'm not sure would have spoken to one another because we're, by nature, we're siloed in our respective neighborhoods or whatever our social circles are. We have now found common ground.
Just to sort of look to the future, from a legal standpoint, it does appear that Rockwell has done everything legally, as in terms of the permits and the processes that sort of as they, you know, coming in to set up here in Jefferson County. Of course, there are some pending lawsuits that have been put forward by some of the anti-Rockwell groups. Where do you see this fight going? And do you foresee that the plant can be stopped?
I absolutely think there's a path forward. And I always have. Now, as far as stopping them, it is going to be a long, ugly litigative battle. And in the meantime, my job as a legislator is to attempt to create real, mindful policy that can be implemented that stops something like this in its tracks so it's not unethical and creates a different business culture, period. So it's not just about this one thing. This one thing brought to light so much that needs to be changed and shifted and realigned in order to make sure that the people of West Virginia are actually getting a climate that's pro-consumer, pro-worker, because they are the individuals that sustain that quote-unquote business that we're trying to attract here.